Antibiotic resistance is one of the greatest threats facing mankind today. A group in the University of Washington in Seattle has been working to fight this threat. In a new study, they've been looking to poison bacteria using the heavy metal gallium to improve the lives of those with cystic fibrosis. I'm Adam Murphy, and I spoke to two of the authors of the study, first Christopher Goss, and then his colleague Pradeep Singh.
What we've achieved, I think, is establishing a potential new antibiotic approach to patients with challenging bacteria to treat, in this case, patients with cystic fibrosis. So we've, I think, demonstrated that you can use an alternative method to treat chronic lung infection rather than the classic approaches taken by developers of antibiotics in the past. Our main focus is to, in many ways, starve bacteria using intravenous gallium as a extracellular source that actually is taken up with the bacteria and then poisons much of their iron-requiring mechanisms.
And Dr. Pradeep Singh, you work with Dr. Goss. Why did you pick gallium and how does it go about poisoning bacteria? What does it actually do?
Iron is a key enzyme for bacteria and most living things. So it's required for a lot of critical enzymes, such as those that replicate DNA and involved in energy generation and other key processes. So gallium is an iron mimic. It's an atom that looks very similar to iron to bacteria, has an almost identical ionic radius as iron. And so these bacterial uptake systems that have evolved to grab iron can't really distinguish iron from gallium. So they take up gallium inside the cells. They're trying to get it. And then once it gets inside the cells, the gallium poisons the bacteria.
Chris, is it safe to inject people and mice with gallium?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think some of Pradeep's work has demonstrated it's safe to inject mice. And then this was the first study using an injection of gallium in patients with cystic fibrosis. But we have actually a lot of experience with the use of gallium. It has been an FDA-approved agent for another disease. And so we have a lot of human experience of the use of intravenous gallium. This just represents the first attempt to use intravenous gallium to treat a serious lung infection.
And how effective was it?
Our first study was not really an efficacy study to show effectiveness, but what it did demonstrate is, one, it was safe, and two, it seemed to improve lung function in these 20 patients who had this serious lung infection, and it significantly improved their lung function. And we used lung function as the main measure of treatment response in patients with cystic fibrosis.
So did you just inject people with metallic gallium, or how did it look?
That's a great question. Gallium comes as a gallium nitrate hydrate, and what we do is we just dissolve it in a large bag of intravenous saline, and then we infuse it over 24 hours and for 5 sequential days. So it's really like, in the majority, it's a very low volume of the actual drug. It comes in only about 2 milliliters of volume into this giant liter bag. Patients were hooked up to a continuous IV for 5 days. And that's not that unusual in cystic fibrosis. We treat patients with IV antibiotics repeatedly during their lifespan. So they did not find this particularly onerous.
What would you want people to take from this study, and do you have any last remarks?
You know, with the crisis of antibiotic resistance and reduced efficacy of antibiotics, we have to think about new, novel approaches that haven't been tried before.
Yeah, I think it gives me, as a clinician taking care of patients with cystic fibrosis and also working in the intensive care unit, I encounter highly resistant bacteria every day in my work environment. And I do think it's critical that we somehow broaden our perspective on what we can think about as antibiotics and really develop whole new classes of antibiotics. So what inspires me for this work is that it really, I think, represents a new class of approaches to treating serious infections.
That was Pradeep Singh and Christopher Goss, and that work has just been published in the journal Science.